Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Dalia Samhouri, Manager for Emergency Preparedness and International Health Regulations for the World Health Organization's Eastern Mediterranean region.
So far, we have 9 countries that have reported cases. I would like to highlight that countries in the region and in accordance with Article 6 of the International Health Regulations, they immediately and timely report cases once they are laboratory confirmed to the regional office. And this also gives us the full picture on the situation and helps us to understand the risk and how we can prioritize the support to countries.
What are the World Health Organization's views on coronavirus policies in the region? I know that the WHO cannot impose policies, but it does give guidelines. Countries are closing borders or otherwise hindering entry by people coming from certain areas. Is this sufficient, insufficient? Is it overkill? What are the World Health Organization's recommendations?
There is no policy for countries to put travel and trade measures. We see that these are country decisions that might be based on their own risk assessments. But we are working with the countries to understand the approach that they have used, the risk that they have come to conclude, and whether those measures can be lifted up. This is something that WHO may do in discussion with the countries. The most important thing that countries need to focus on, and this is what WHO is advising, countries, they need to enhance their preparedness level, focusing more on active surveillance. Having active surveillance in the country helps them to early detect cases and, of course, rapidly respond to them by making sure that they have in place the trained personnel, by making sure that they have the guidelines, the procedures, that they have the right medical countermeasures, and also that they have in place isolation and quarantine places that can be used to either treat the ill cases or to quarantine the suspected cases or the contacts. Risk communication is very important, and particularly at the time where you have rumors in a way that it may affect societies. The right messages coming from trusted sources, and mainly ministries of health or other international organizations, of course, WHO, messages are really important to be disseminated widely and very important to tailor them to the different audiences. Tracking rumors that will be coming through media or social media is important to be tackled and addressed properly in a way that it's somehow reduces the panic in societies and helps to build trust by addressing the needs and the fears that the societies might be going through.
You are listening to Dr. Dalia Samhouri, Manager for Emergency Preparedness and International Health Regulations for the World Health Organization's Eastern Mediterranean region. You talk about getting the message right. Starting yesterday, we heard diverging stories coming out of Iran. What is the situation in Iran? Might there be a transparency problem? Maybe health authorities there are overwhelmed. You're aware, I'm sure, that an Iranian lawmaker from Qom yesterday said the situation was far worse than authorities were letting on. Has anyone from Iran reached out to the World Health Organization?
Yes, and I also would like here to appraise information sharing between the country and WHO. Since Iran reported their first cases, they shared this information through different channels, whether by having senior officials communicating with the senior officials in our office or by using the normal channel of communication sharing under IHR, which is the national IHR focal point with the IHR contact point in the regional office. And also we are following the Twitter and Ministry of Health web page where they are posting the new cases, the deaths, and even the cases that are recovered so far. Now, the situation, let's say, generally speaking, it is expected to see cases in different countries. It is expected to see a center of cases in some countries for different reasons. What we have been told that there was a delay in the confirmation for corona because the suspicion was around influenza. The country has the laboratory capacity. The country has the laboratory reagents and supplies that needs to be used to confirm the testing. But simply, the suspicion around corona was not there. The testing basically was carried out for different pathogens. And then by the time the testing was performed for corona, I think they started to see a number of cases in different places. We are receiving information from the country on the cases and deaths. The country accepted a mission from WHO to go to support in the investigation and understanding the situation. Unfortunately, the mission has to be postponed because of a cancellation of the flight measures that we have seen so far imposed by some countries. But the mission will hopefully will take place very soon. We do have trust in countries in our region, and the line of communication and information sharing is going pretty much in a good manner and exactly as required under the international health regulations.
Dr. Dalia Samhouri, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.